Hey guys, Miggy here. What happens when SJWs and feminists go full SJW and feminist mode? Well, if you apply logic and reasoning to your argument, you can make a feminist take off that pink pussy hat all on her own. And a big shout out to Nuance Bro. Make sure to check out his channel.
It looks like there's a lot of pussy hats out there, but there were also a lot last year. I don't know.
One of the reasons I ask is because there was actually a controversy within, you know, certain groups, because this is not just a group, it's not just a movement about women, right? It's more intersectional. So we're trying to fight for LGBT, minority rights, differently abled people. And one of the things they say is the pussy hat, especially the pink pussy hat, is actually exclusionary to people who might not have that same genitalia, and it might kind of delegitimize them. Like even trans people who don't necessarily have pussies but who might be women. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that obviously we want to include everyone in this movement, and it's a statement about the fact that our president, the man who got elected into the White House, makes statements about that completely depower women and about his ability to just force himself upon women and to grab pussies. So I don't know that.
Hell, I'd fuck her. You can't say you wouldn't fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do when they find her. I'll go and fuck her. Fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize for that editing error in that story.
Wearing this hat would take that power away from any trans women. It's certainly not a statement to say trans women aren't women. It's just saying that all of womankind, however you define that.
I was a lady once. Or was it twice?
Morning!
Hello.
My young lady friend here would like a savings account.
I've just turned 18.
But it has to be suitable for ladies.
We are both ladies, you see.
Is taking back the power.
Do you understand their concerns of how they might see that as a microaggression towards what, you know, them, like their existence, their legitimacy as people?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't think that it's trying to take that away from them, though. I mean, I very much support trans rights.
What they argued is it because it chooses like an explicit sort of biological anatomical color that is actually associated with real people, it's kind of excluding other people. If it was like a more neutral color, like, you know,
well,
I don't know what neutral color would be. But
I mean,
like,
pink.
I've never
pink,
heard anyone say that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
And I think that pink actually was the masculine color up until about the early 1900s. So pink isn't really one thing or another. It is the color of the labia.
Not necessarily for all people. Some people have darker
Sorry.
Shades.
That's very true.
That's exactly the point that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like some people, it actually kind of excludes because they think, well, mine's like this, then that's the only one that kind of matters in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard that argument, actually.
Would you be willing to actually remove it in the spirit of inclusiveness in this rally and kind of support, you know, the other brothers and sisters, LGBT folks, racial minorities, etc.?
I'm willing to take it off. I mean, I support all these people being here.
Your choice and everything,
yeah.
But I'm just, you know, just to, we want to raise awareness here and ask people, like, do you support just this aspect of the movement, or do you actually believe in the intersectional part and everything, and are you willing to actually put actions behind those words?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard that argument from anyone. I spend time in a lot of intersectional communities.
It makes a little bit sense.
Take it off.
Right. Gotcha, bitch!
We're bringing inclusiveness today to the rally. I appreciate it a lot.
You got owned, bitch! You got served an ownage burger slathered in double mild weak sauce with a side order of fail fries, bizotch! Oh yeah!
That's very, very unusual.
The three victims were part of a CXS crew.
Fuck her right in the pussy!
Oh my goodness, and obviously, somebody has interfered with Laura Ingalls' live shot, grabbing her mic and running. We apologize for the profanity, which he also said on our air.
It is going to be a big cleanup.
It took crews longer than anticipated to find the crack in the 64-year-old pipeline. I'm standing here with Fred, who says he was greatly impacted by the gushing of oil. Can you tell us a little more of what you saw?
I sure can. I was sitting on my front porch, grabbed a beer, and fuck her right in the pussy.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the video. Now, a lot of you have been asking me for this, so be sure to check out my free book, and while you're there, check out my new course. Thanks for watching, smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell, and if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut up, what you think?
Wow.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.